A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 9. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. What a wonderful word David shares with us, and the Holy Spirit has inspired him to pen it, that we should have it thousands of years later. David has been speaking the praises of God right from the beginning. I will bless the Lord. And then he says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. He goes on to speak about those who look to him are radiant. For David was radiant when he experienced God delivering him. And then he speaks all the praises of God. And then, as we looked at last time, about the invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good. And then, what might seem strange to some, oh, fear the Lord, his saints. Surely this should be excluded. After all the praise of God and speaking about radiance and deliverance and salvation and the angel of the Lord encamping us, why should we fear God? Isn't that the language of the Old Testament only? You'll find that throughout the Bible, in all the books of the Bible, the fear of God is highlighted as a healthy fear. And only through the fear of God are we delivered from all other fears. He speaks in this psalm often about the fear of the Lord. He says, for instance, verse 11, come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And then he goes on to teach them. And he teaches us today. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. Look at the very practical advice, what it means to fear the Lord. Verse 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. Some might say, but isn't that a gospel of works? Isn't that legalistic to tell us that we must fear God, keep our tongue from evil, stop speaking deceit, turn away from evil? No, if you've experienced the grace of God, this then becomes your life. And we are instructed by the Bible that this must be our life. If you've experienced the Lord in your life, you praise him and you also fear him. And what is the fear of the Lord? Keeping your tongue from evil. Have you learned to discipline your tongue, to discipline your thoughts, to turn away from evil? Or is it that you find yourself, even as you listen to this, that in these past few days you've been turning towards evil? Are you turning away from the devil? That is what the fear of the Lord means.